Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Kayla Hagedorn to talk about an exciting project happening in Frankfort. Kayla talks about the downtown lighting project and what it will add to the community.
So it is the Frankfort Janes who is doing this project, and it's the downtown lighting project. We will be adding 30 new decorative nice light poles to the downtown area. The light poles are going to be add a nice historic look to the downtown that will match the historic building. So it will look really, really nice when it gets done. I think it'll just add a lot to the aesthetics of the downtown and obviously give more light than what we have now. So we're really excited about the project.
She mentions what inspired the idea for lighting in downtown Frankfort.
The Frankfort Janes group is a community service organization. So we are here to help the downtown. So over the years, we have done many things. We're the ones that always do the pots and the flowers in the pots downtown. We help weed different things downtown. So we've always been guided in the direction of the aesthetics of the downtown and keeping that up. So several years ago, it kind of came to mind that, you know, new light poles would add so much to the town downtown. So it was probably a good 5-6 years ago that we started this initiative to start fundraising. But it wasn't until the last 6 months until we really, you know, made a push to do this. And then hopefully it will be getting started here in the next couple months.
Kayla also mentions how important community partnership is when it comes to a project like this.
Community is vital. This project is 100% community funded. Every light pole that we have, the community has the opportunity to basically sponsor that light pole. So we've had individuals, we've had families, organizations, businesses in Frankfort and the surrounding communities. We've had, you know, members from Marysville, Seneca, Kansas City. I mean, they've come from all over with ties to Frankfort that have been supporting this project. But this is a project that is, like I said, 100% community funded. The Janes have fundraised over the years for it, but the majority of this is from the community. And I think that speaks a lot for a small town.
And the donated funds will be used in a specific way.
Like I said, each pole can be sponsored by an individual. So we have larger poles that will be on the corner and they're a higher donation. And then the shorter poles will be spaced between. That level of donation is slightly lower than the larger ones. And then an individual or business can share a pole. Then all of those major donations are going to have a plaque on the pole with that individual organization or business name on it. And then any of the smaller donations is just, you know, going into a pole to cover all the additional costs when it comes to labor and cement and wiring and different things like that. So it all goes together and helps us reach that final goal.
Community members and businesses can get involved in many ways.
Any donation is welcome, big and small. We have a P.O. box that you can send any donation to. We have a Venmo that we can help you with. And then we also have a fund through the Frankfort Community Foundation online if an online donation is what works best for you. So we have a few different options on how to donate. But yes, any donation, big or small, is completely welcome.
The Frankfort Community Foundation, for example, generously donated some funds.
The Frankfort Community Foundation, how they've supported. And yes, they have been one of our biggest supporters. They made an initial donation to help sponsor a poll. And then they made this recent donation of $25,000 to cover our sound and speaker system. So without them, we couldn't be where we are now. So with them, but I really want to stress that it is a full community support. Every individual, every business, every organization that has donated, we thank them from the bottom of our hearts. And we are so excited for this project to see light.
The project will hopefully be completed by the mid or end of summer.
We are hoping mid end of summer, everything will be complete. Hopefully we will get started with construction here sometime in the spring, and hopefully by midsummer we will be completed with the project.
Thank you to Kayla Hagerdorn for her time and sharing more about this project. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.